Today, on the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, we celebrate the greatest mystery of our faith. I was going to say the most mysterious mystery, but sounds redundant. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons in one being. God is three, God is one. This defies our ability to fully comprehend. And if we think about what we believe, if what we believe is true, if what we say we believe is actually the truth, then we are finite and God is infinite. We have limits, God has no limits. He always was, is now, and always will be. And while we will also exist for eternity, we always will exist, you will always exist, we have finite limitations, and there was a time when we didn't. There was a time before you existed, and there's a time after you won't really be present in this world in the same way. God is eternal and infinite. So, if you ever feel like you completely understand, 100% comprehend God, then you probably don't. Because if God is infinite and we're finite, it doesn't make sense. And it makes sense that it doesn't make sense, if that makes sense. If we think we can make the Trinity sound, oh, that makes perfect sense to me. Not that it doesn't make any sense at all, but that it isn't going to make perfect sense. It's not going to be this thing that we completely understand how it works. And for the engineers in the room, this is for you especially. I heard a few statements after Mass last night. They said, Father, yeah, I realize this is where my engineering really doesn't help me. This is a mystery, and we're called to not comprehend everything about God, but to enter into relationship with God, to contemplate the Trinity. And when we do enter into relationship with God, we're called to a relationship with the Father, with the Son, and with the Holy Spirit. And while we can wrongly divide God into some sort of pantheon of three different gods, that would be a heresy, we more likely, most people, I think, at least in our culture, tend to wrongly lump God all as one. And so, which is why I want to ask you if you want to take the Trinity test. Sometimes I call it the heresy test because it's hard to pass the test. Does anybody want to answer some questions about the Trinity? Well, I'll just ask all of you. Does anybody really want to do it? All right, let's do it. Okay, so I'm going to use an analogy. It's apparently heretical and wrong to use analogies, but I'll hopefully make a good distinction that helps us to understand how it's helpful and how it's not. So, what's your name, ma'am? Dana Marie. Dana, is Jesus God? Absolutely. Is the Holy Spirit God? Absolutely. Equally God with the Father? Equally God with the Father. There's no hesitation here. This is rare. She knows her faith. She's a cradle Catholic who knows her faith. So but what if I asked you, this is the hard part, is Jesus the Father? It takes it. See, I've been thinking about it all week, and I'm just like putting you all on the spot. I heard a lot of people say yes, but now you're saying no. Yep. That's right. Amen. Yes. If you didn't hear, Dana Marie said, Jesus is unique to himself, but he's God. The Father is unique to himself, also God. The Holy Spirit is unique to himself, also God, which is exactly right. This is the mystery, and we try not to understand it, meaning at a certain point you just have to say, I don't get it, but Lord, I'm just in a relationship with you. Yeah, but as we contemplate that, we enter into this reality that Jesus is not the Father. But it's one God, okay? This is really important, especially to the Jews, to Israel. But if Jesus is the Father, I know some people said, yeah, Jesus is the Father. And at first blush, you might want to say that for different reasons. But if Jesus is the Father, and this is a popular idea, that, oh, well, God reveals himself in three different ways. You know, sometimes he puts on his Father mask, and he's like, hello, I'm your Father. And other times he puts on his Jesus mask, and he says, oh, hi, I'm Jesus. And this is how I'm revealing myself. And other times he puts on his Holy Spirit persona, and it's still the same person, but revealing himself in three different ways. But if that's true, then when Jesus prays to the Father, he's just talking to himself. Doesn't make any sense. I mean, in fact, in all of his prayers, he is talking to the Father. And he's talking about the Holy Spirit. He says, I will ask the Father, and he will send you another advocate, the Holy Spirit, so that when I ascend to heaven, you're going to have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. Well, these are three distinct persons, or unique persons, three distinct but not divided. And as much as it's one God. He is one God. And that's probably as good as we can say, as well as we can say it. And that God invites us into a relationship and into this mystery to more deeply relate to him. Now, there are things that we come to understand about God and theology, and theology does help us to know God better. But one of the deepest realities is that God calls us into a relationship not just to learn more knowledge, but he calls us into communion with himself. He calls us into communion and into relationship. And I want to ask you, not to answer, but just think about, do you pray? When you pray, do you just talk to God? Or do you talk to the Father? Or Jesus? Or the Holy Spirit? Or is it just vaguely God? Because I think sometimes in our prayer lives, we just talk to God and don't realize to whom are we speaking? To whom am I really addressing this prayer? And it is okay to pray to God. Sounds like a weird thing to say. Just to say God, you know, or to the Trinity, all three persons. But it's also appropriate that sometimes we're talking to Jesus. We're coming to Jesus. Other times we're talking to the Father. Other times to the Holy Spirit. Don't worry, the Trinity, they don't get jealous of each other. You're like, oh, I haven't talked to the Holy Spirit in a while. He's going to be jealous. No. No, but they are distinct persons, unique persons in one Godhead, one God. And when we hear God speak, sometimes you will know this is the Father speaking to me. Or this is the Holy Spirit, or this is Jesus. This is a relationship that takes us beyond just the general, oh God, there's a God in heaven, there's a higher power. Because when we only ever pray to God, we can fall into a bland spirituality that doesn't really, it's not a deep personal relationship. If you have a deep personal relationship with them, if we talk about a relationship with God, a deep personal relationship with God, well, there's three persons, so we should relate. Now, I know for most of us, Jesus, he is the easiest to speak to. And he is the one who reveals the Father to us. He is the one who sends the Holy Spirit. But I think that there's something in this for us to deepen our prayer life and to enter into a deeper communion with the Trinity. And as we do that, we're reminded of the great mystery that God is a communion of persons. The Father totally pouring himself out in love to the Son, giving all that he is and all that he has to the Son. The Son receiving and reciprocating, and the three persons completely giving and receiving themselves in love. This is what we mean when we say God is love. This is what we mean. God is love. There's this communion of persons in love in the Trinity, this inner life of the Trinity, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, from eternity, from that communion of persons always has been, is now, and always will be. And we're called to enter into communion with the Trinity. That changes us. When we enter into a communion of persons, the Lord invites us into his love, and really that's what heaven is being more perfectly united to that love than what we are now. And that's why, one of the reasons why we prayed this Holy Family prayer beginning today, Holy Family, we consecrate ourselves and our family to you. May we be completely united in a love that is lasting and faithful and open to the gift of new life, which could be biological new life or, in our own relationships, just spiritually life-giving. I'll read that again. May we be completely united. Think about your family. Maybe it's siblings. Maybe it's your children, you know, and your wife, or your children and your husband. Maybe it's your parish family. But think about your family. May we be completely united in a love that is lasting, faithful, and spiritually life-giving. We're called to imitate that life of the Trinity. What is more faithful and lasting than an eternal exchange of love between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit? Well, nothing. Which is why today's great mystery is so important for us to enter into and to say, Lord, I want to be in communion with you. I want to be giving and receiving love with you. I want to allow you to see me, and I want to be able to see you for who you are. And I want to have a deeper relationship with you. And that transforms us. God's love transforms us and allows us to transform, by his power, he transforms our families, our friendships, all of our relationships. God is love. In this internal exchange of love, we enter into and are called to imitate that. It's not that we'll ever do that perfectly in this life, but to do that in a real way. That's our calling as Christians and as Catholics, to enter into this mystery and to be transformed by the love of God, through which we go down into our daily lives and our families, and we're able to transform those relationships by God's love.